Thank you for choosing to listen to this message from our pastor, Brother Rob Coons. Let us enter now with the saints of God into a service already in progress.
Praise you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord God. We come to the house tonight to worship you, to honor you, and to thank you, Lord God. We praise you that you are our God. Hallelujah, and that your word is yea and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let him saturate you with his spirit. Let him fill you with his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Tonight. Let him empower you with his praises. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus, and praise your name. Thank you, Lord God. When you're weak, lift up your head. Lift up your arms and say that you are strong. Hallelujah. Let he give you strength and power. Hallelujah. Let his word be true, and every man be a liar. Hallelujah. Don't submit to the opposition of the enemy. Amen. Don't submit to the power of darkness. Amen. Never drop your head or let your arms hang down feeble. Pick up your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. He's our Lord. He's our God. He's our King. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord God, for the power of your spirit. Hallelujah. I thank you for the power, hallelujah, that we can be filled with and walk in and stay strong. I thank you for unity of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And your spirit, amen. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord, church. Let's praise his name. Let him praise him until he inhabits you. Praise him until he fills you with joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God.
With all of my heart, you are my.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Let's sing that again. Hallelujah. Can you just fall in love with Jesus tonight? It doesn't matter what's before you. It doesn't matter what's behind you. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if 10,000 fall at your right hand. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death with joy unspeakable and full of glory in the power of his spirit. Hallelujah. We got the praise of him in our heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a testimony and a profession and a commitment. Hallelujah. He is my Lord and my God. He is my everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. You love him tonight?
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're serving a mighty God, a good God, an awesome God. Amen. We need to praise him, amen. We need to be thankful, amen, that we're numbered with him, amen. We need to be thankful that he never leaves us nor forsakes us, amen. Hallelujah, amen. You know, I think of our dearly beloved little sister down there, amen, laid up in a hospital bed, and only enemy thinks he's got some kind of a victory. Come on, man. Amen. I saw the victory of the Lord from moment one. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When an army ranger, a big brutal beast, amen, jumps on a beautiful little innocent girl and trying to kill her, come on, and the glory of the Lord came down, hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And his praise filled the temple, amen.
Yeah.
Gave Brother Lambert the strength, amen.
Yes.
That man was out here doing concrete work all day Saturday, picking up big boxes of cement, strong man. And God gave Lambert the power.
Amen.
I told them children witness, I said, you could look at that, the most hideous act that you ever seen, or you could just say, thank you, Jesus. I am a witness to the power of my God and the glory of the Lord. She should be dead. She should be paralyzed, amen. But God is going to bring her through a full recovery.
Yes.
You know why? Because we got a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, amen. It doesn't matter what the doctors say at one of the best hospitals in the country, amen. We know, thus saith the Lord, that she shall have a full recovery,
amen.
You hear me? Thus saith the Lord, we know that she shall have a full recovery, amen. With no side effects, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God's good God.
Right.
Amen. I say, you can all get excited. Well, you can do whatever you want. But the word of God is yea and amen.
Yea,
the word of God is true. And every man be a liar.
Amen.
Amen. And I got the power of profession. Amen. He said that's what he is, the high priest of our profession. By him, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. People have taken advantage of us, and we get reports saying, well, this is, because this pastor allows people in the church. Let me tell you something, devil. Let me tell you something, Satan. We're a soul-winning church. There's been missionaries on the mission field taking their wives and their children on the mission field and being slaughtered and killed. Amen. And they kept on testifying God and kept on going. There ain't no weapon going to come and form against us is going to prosper. Amen. I ain't putting nobody in unnecessary harm's way, but we're Christians. Amen. It's told us in the Word that we're going to be sent out as sheep among the wolves. Amen.
Right.
We're not going to change one thing. Not one iota. We're going to get more on fire for the Lord. And we're going to do more for God.
Amen.
They say this is because you got prisoners in your church. Amen. If it wasn't for a prisoner, the little girl might be dead tonight. It was a government worker and a man with his name in the communities. Amen. That done this hideous act. And it was a prisoner that pushed the little girl out of the way of that car jump coming at her at full speed. Amen.
Amen.
So people don't know what they're talking about. Amen. Amen. A bunch of devils that need to get born again.
Amen.
Amen. They need to see the glory of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And know that the Bible is thus saith the Lord and yea, amen.
Amen.
The Bible said that all things work together for the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This is not a hideous act. This is a testimony of my Lord and God.
Hallelujah.
When I got busted up in a motorcycle wreck, people were dancing in the street, shouting hallelujah. That's what he deserved. But all I saw was the hand of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I saw death being conquered, amen. When they had nothing good to say, God was saying, no, I'm his God, amen. Told my wife, peace be still, and know that I'm God, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. You say, you're fired up, preacher. Hey, I'll tell you what. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the power of God.
Amen.
I expect to see my brethren unify and pull together.
Yes.
We know that this church come under a great attack. Amen. But Satan, he can't do anything. He can't touch us. He can't prosper. Amen.
Amen.
This is strengthening the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You love him?
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
I appreciate men. Come together and unify together. Stand together. Pray together. Brother Luffman. Brother Ed called and sent me a text. You know, he felt like this wasn't a good time to be going out of town, but he said, man, my family blessed me. Well, I said, man, go have a good time. You're well deserved. I said, everything's good here. Amen. But we need to be on the post, brother.
Amen.
We need to be on the post of duty.
Right.
We need to be unifying together. We need to be praying together.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to come together in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Nothing could prosper against us, brother.
Right.
No weapon is going to prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've gone too far. Amen. God has been with us and he's blessed us. This is his work. Amen. We're a mouthpiece for him. We're a voice crying out in the wilderness, still preaching the gospel, preaching against sin. We're not compromising with the mentality of this fell nation.
Amen.
We're not coming into the mind of the people of America.
That's right.
Amen. We have got the mind of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. While we're standing, let's pray together. Father, I ask you to have your way, Father God, and let every word be spoke through the mind of Christ and through the wisdom of your word. Father, help us tonight. Father, strengthen this work, Father. I see great things that you're doing, Father, in many lives, in many families, in many locations, in many prisons, Lord God. Father, I thank you for men that will unify and stand together. And when these things come against us, Father, they see them stand strong. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. At one of the greatest attacks that little Bethlehem was under, Brother Pike went into a vision and he said he saw his men. Y'all can be seated. He said he saw them as these, he said I think he used the word like stallions, these big, strong horses. He said he looked at their legs and you could see the muscles popping out and the blood veins going down there. And he said they were shoulder to shoulder and all these strays were coming in trying to attack. And he said they were just hitting and bouncing off. Amen. You see, brethren, that's what the fiery darts of the enemy, because we got the shield of faith, amen. And we're standing by the word of God, amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, I talked to Brother Lambert. I said, man, this determines us to go on and to press on in and to keep on getting it and keep on pushing, amen. You know, and you say, well, preacher, you need to be concerned. You know, that's what they tell the missionary who goes on the field. You need to be concerned about your family. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something and listen closely. If that little girl would have went on to meet her reward and went on to her destiny, it would have been a time of rejoicing. Because this is what the Bible teaches us, but we become Americans. We become sissies. We become religious. And we don't even know what the persecution and the things is of old. Yes, there was a sick man among us, amen, that had an infatuation for a little girl. Amen. Yes, it's a sad thing. We dealt with it as a pastor. We dealt with it as a family. We dealt with this thing. And God, it's a hideous thing that when a little child was something like that happened. Amen. But if we want a little bless me club and we don't want to do nothing for opening up our doors for the sick and the afflicted, we need to close up the doors. And we need to go find a place and get some men with strength and some families with strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're here to fight the good fight of faith. They hated Jesus first. They said they're going to hate you likewise. And brother, I'm not liked. I make devils mad. Amen. The devil don't like me. Amen. And I tell you what, I rejoice in the Lord that I could be numbered. The apostle Peter, they say that, you know, that he didn't even want to be crucified, wasn't worthy to be crucified. He said, crucify me upside down. Women went and said, hey, put my finest dress on me before you burn me at that stake for the name of my Lord Jesus. Come on, brethren, we are the children of God. Amen. And I'll tell you what, this life is temporal. We're here for a moment. And if our days are shortened because we're doing something for God, man, praise be to Jesus. I'd rather have shortened days on this earth. Amen. But there's something recorded in heaven that I've done something for my Lord and Savior as to live a long life and die of an old age without nothing being put away and stored in the kingdom of God. Amen. You know, the tactics of the devil are fear. Amen. But perfect love casteth out fear. And I've been filled with God's perfect love. I've been filled with his spirit. Amen. And I'm going to press in and I'm going to continue on. And I'm going to go on. And none of this kind of stuff is going to slow me down. Amen. It's going to determine me to fight and to push more. And you say, you act like that little sister's suffering and all those things carries no strength or no value with me. I'm going to tell you something. It is a testimony of the Lord. The Bible says on the day of one's death is the day of the rejoicing, and the one birth is the day of mourning. See, you got things mixed up, brother. This little girl still got a smile on her face testifying to the Lord. They said, why that man was stinging? She's saying, Father, forgive him. Amen. I don't want to see his soul go to hell. Amen. It's a testimony, my friends. It's a testimony of the love of God. Amen. And God allows his children to go through things for he could receive the glory and the power. They said, is this because of the sins of the fathers? Is this, you know, it's for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers. We need to know who we are. We need to know where we're at. Amen. We need to know what the time is, the time, the day, and the hour is right now. It's a dark time. Amen. And we, brotherhood, we need to pull together. We need to stand together, get out of schisms and get out of these complications and problems. Amen. And unify like we never have before. The Bible said, let ye that are spiritual go to the ones overtaken in a fall to restore. If you don't have the strength to be spiritual, you need to be careful what you're trying to restore as there's strife and discord and ungodliness and unholiness and things coming. Been a lot of allegations made against your pastor in this time, like it's not enough for one, just a little family. But brethren, I'm going to tell you something. We are sin of God. We're anointed of God. We're empowered by the Holy Ghost, amen. And he fights my battles, amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes it may look like we're a lamb going silent before the slaughter. But you know what, brethren, let me tell you something. When you take, he said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And when you take vengeance on yourself, amen, he just steps back out of the way. Amen, you just keep on doing what God calls you to do. And you keep on smiling. Amen. And you look your enemy in the face, and it don't matter what their faces look like. The Bible said, don't matter what their countenance looks like. You just keep on going on. Don't pay no attention. And you know that you're sin of God, called of God, anointed of God. Amen. Hallelujah. This life is shortened like a vapor and a mist. Don't you think for a moment that it tears me out of the frame to think that a child in this church has been hurt. Amen. The thing is, but brethren, we're not changing one iota. Amen. If we start closing up our doors and start start doing something, you'll find your children herd up here at the Walmart parking lot, amen, at some place of business. This is a safe place. This is a good church. We got good people in this church, people that have been born again, amen. We got people, you know, people say, well, you got inmates and these kind of things. Let me tell you something. I'm in the soul winning business, amen, and I thank God that God's still reaching down to the most and saving souls. I'm sure that some of them Jews were saying, talking about Paul and even some of them Christians in the early church as he was pursuing after the church. Oh, but he was killing Christians here not too long ago, but he got born again. Amen. There was something that come to him. Amen. And it was called the Spirit of the Living God and filled him with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he was empowered to do something for God. God's still doing that. If you can't believe that God's still saving souls, amen. We use wisdom in this church. Amen. We keep segregation in this church. I'm not talking black and white. I'm talking about men and women and children. And when these children are over here, they're in the presence of more than one always. The women are together in every perspective and thing. There ain't no men down here when these children are coming together in a co-op school thing. There ain't no men here. There ain't nothing foolishness going on. There ain't no intermingling. We've got things we're watching because we're a brotherhood, amen. And we love people and we help people, amen. There ain't going to be no nonsense coming against us going to prosper, brethren. We're the servants of the living God, thus saith the Lord. And God is fighting our battle. Amen. Hallelujah. You love the Lord. Amen. Let me read some scripture to you here just a little bit this evening. Amen. A couple things on my heart. Amen. I want to greet the brethren there in Washington. I got a letter from Brother Silvertooth today. And my wife was reading it. I didn't have time. But I've been getting some really good reports that the brother's just really been drawn to the Word. Drawn and drawn to the Word, listening to messages and making alterations in his life. Getting a lot of good reports. They've got a really good evangelistic work going on there. You know, they could sit around going, oh, you know, we failed man, we failed God, and we're doing, but they've made a mission field in a prison, amen. And people are being won into the kingdom. Continue to pray. And one of the greatest things that needs to be considered right now is a profession, amen. And let me tell you something, when the enemy makes a blow at you and your profession changes and you speak defeated, amen, I tell you, brethren, man, you've done lost. Amen. You know, I talked to the children that witnessed this thing. I got them out here and prayed with them and spoke with them and talked with them. I said, let me tell you something. I said, you know, you might hear doctors, they talk about PTSD, and you talk to psychologists, they say you're going to have these problems, you're going to have these dreams. And I said, you know, you could listen to all that. Amen. But we're just children of God. Amen. And I said, the thing that you saw was the glory of the Lord. You've seen the power of God and you are witnesses. God blessed you enough to let you be a witness to one great thing. And it's going to be one of the greatest testimonies. Amen. Of our God. Amen. And the thing is this is the way children of God think. This is the way we speak. Get real with God. If you think that this is fabricated or just some hype talk, I'm sorry, brother. This is the way I live. My wife was there with me when I got busted up. She never heard one negative word out of my mouth. Oh, I'm a preacher. Why would you let this happen? Man, I seen the God from moment one. I seen the power of God, the glory of the Lord. Amen. I was resisting the doctors, and they wanted to do so many surgeries on me. I said, I won't be necessary. When they come, let me go. They said, Mr. Coons, he said, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, keep it up because it's working. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand. He went on to say, he said, you won't do anything the doctors ask you to do. You won't do anything the nurse, your wife's been down here. He said, I've never released a man in your condition from the hospital. But he said, you may as well go home. I said, hallelujah. Hey, man, it took an hour to get me in that car, man. I was wrapped up, stoved up and everything. But I got in that car, amen. And 7 days after being home, I come behind this sacred desk. I said, I'm not going to come behind this sacred desk with using crutches to walk and to get here. And I dropped them off right there on that front pew. And my wife drawled slap up. And I walked on my own accord right up here. Amen. Somebody give Jesus a hand. Amen. Hallelujah. The doctor said this little girl take a year of recovery. I don't receive that one moment, amen. I say it'll be much prompter than that. It's going to be an expedient recovery, amen. And it's going to, and she's going to amaze the people in therapy that she's going to start responding to the Holy Ghost, amen. And when they say things don't work, she says, no, thus saith the Lord, they do work. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm walking and I walked up here and it's, and they said I would never walk. Amen. Praise be to Jesus. Amen. So we know God. We know His power. Amen. And we know things that the enemy thinks he's got a blow on you and it turns into be a testimony. Amen. For our Lord and our God and our Savior. Amen. I'm going to open up a scripture here. Give me just a moment. We're going to read a little scripture to you, encourage you a little bit in the gospel of Christ. I'm very encouraged, amen. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged in the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, my God is good, amen. Let's go to verse 10. We're in Luke 21. Let's go down to verse 10. It says, then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdoms. A great earthquake shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence. And fearful sights, great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these things shall, before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you and deliver you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Come on, church, listen here. It shall turn to you for a testimony. Come on, is this the word of God? Amen. So many things, brethren, could take place. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not be an hair of your head perish. In your patience possesseth ye your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation therefore is nigh. Amen. Then let them which in Judea flee to the mountains. You know, brethren, I know oftentimes in reading the scriptures here, we go to America and we talk about comparing it to Israel and Jerusalem and many things of such. You know, and I look at the things in our nation that are taking place that are just beyond common sense, beyond any kind of explanation of any reason whatsoever. And it looks like the people of this nation are seeking for the destruction of this land, this great land called America. Amen. United States of America. We have crisis going down on the borders here of people pressing up against. Amen. We are benevolent people. We're missionary-minded people. You know, America, there was a time that the Statue of Liberty stood out there with her arms open and greeting them all to come in. You know, welcome them all here. We're a nation that is formed together of immigrants. Amen. And we don't ever want to stop that. Amen. Some people think we need to stop the benevolence in other countries, but the benevolence of sharing with the third world countries and the poor countries, the benevolence and things that's going into those places, brethren, is what's made America strong. We never can stop that. But even as a church, we're a benevolent church and we help the needy. We help the widows, the orphans, the afflicted. And we're continually helping and helping and helping and helping and giving. Giving and sowing. This is what we do. Amen. And we can't stop that. But at the same breath as that, even in the Bible, the widows were even under a criteria that they had to meet that they could even be partakers of help from the church. They had to meet a certain criteria before. They had to be in labors and involved. And the same thing, brethren, when people are forming against this country and coming against this country, we don't need to have open arms. I like what the president said when he used the term. He said they need to be vetted. Amen. And you know, even with people that are coming against prisons and our prison ministry and these things because of such things. And I had a place for an inmate to stay. And then after this took place up here, they called and said, hey, my wife is scared, and I said, that's okay. And I mean that, it's okay. I don't want to put some family in fear or something, thinking they're just going to bring some individual out of prison into their home. And I said, hey, it's okay. I understand perfectly. Amen. So people question what we do and how we do it and why we do it. Amen. And brethren, we fellowship, we pray, we speak, we talk. This brotherhood's open. Amen. And we discuss what we do. Amen. I tell people all the time, you know, if I'm worried about, you know, opening up my doors and somebody's going to steal something from me, I would rather have God take everything I've got away from me. Because if my possessions mean more than a soul, my possessions will stand against me on the day of judgment. I mean, the Bible does say that our substance is precious in our sight, you know, and yes, we should guard over it and watch over it. That doesn't mean, but at the same time, if my stuff becomes more precious than winning a soul or having a love for the heathen or trying to help somebody, then I don't need it. Amen. And if I got a church that can't open up the doors for the sick and the afflicted and open up the doors for, you know, he said, I was in prison and you visited me not. Amen. And if we can't open up the doors and give a place of refuge for people, then we ain't got nothing, brother. Amen. This doesn't mean that we don't use wisdom. Amen. You know, as allegations be made and different things of stupidity and ignorance and lies and foolishness. Amen. You know, that our school is a safe school. The teachers are good teachers. They're loving children, teaching children. They are getting curriculum. They are getting things up to state standards and stuff. And if there's failure that's going on in education in the school, the depth of the guilty is going to come upon the parents. Amen. For not allowing the children or allowing the proper disciplinary actions and different things. Sometimes things happen in homes and events take place that would be very difficult. I've shared with you when we had 50 pilots working for us, a man could be going through a divorce. His mind is all upset because of his wife and because of this and that. And he's one of our pilots to say, look, you've done nothing but a first-class job for us. You've been dependable. You've been there. You've been safe. But under your present condition right now, with things you're going through, we're going to have to lay you off until you can get your family matters together. Sometimes children are in the midst of divorces and broken homes, and it causes great conflicts in their thoughts and in their mind, and they're torn between. I've seen it over the many years of preaching the gospel and counseling families. I see where they become a tool of dispute between a mother and a father, and it's a God-awful, terrible thing. Amen. And even if mothers and fathers can't get along and they decide to separate, they need to remember that they need to be an example for their children. Amen. When dad quits discipline because he wants favor over the children, then dad is a failed dad. When mom quits discipline because she wants favor over the children, mom is a failed mom. They got to have love. They got to have discipline. You can't just bless your kids with what they want and what they think they need. They need to learn to earn. They need to learn to work. They need to learn that there's consequences for disobedience. Amen. And even if we're not doing exactly what maybe one, you know, if I go into the Amish community, I'm not going to go there and tell them, you know, hey, you got the right to drive a car. And this is their doctrine, man, and it's okay with me if they don't want to drive a car. If their women want to wear hair covering in church, that's okay with me. If that's what they want to do, it ain't my place. Amen. And if you raise up your children in that kind of a church and your little children wear a head covering and things like that in their churches, that's their business. That's what they do. You don't tell a child to make its own decision. Do what does. Children are learned and trained in obedience. When they get jobs out in the workplace as children, listen to me, brethren, they're going to be under things that they don't like. Bosses are going to ask them to do stuff that they don't want to do. They're going to be in places that they don't want to be. Amen. And it's called submitting to authority and headship and learning. Amen. And when you're a true parent and a true mother or a true father, you're going to teach and you're going to love and you're going to train your children. Amen. Praise God, brethren. You know, this is what we do. We teach, we direct, we guide. The man of God is thoroughly equipped to reprove, to rebuke, and to exhort. Amen. And we're going to stay with the Word of God. The Word of God is true, brethren. The Word of God is yea and amen. We're not going to deviate from the Word. We're not going to leave some of the Word out to fit a better platform for America in this time and this day. Amen. It's not that way. I got the right to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sin is still sin. Amen. Drunkenness will still put you in hell. Amen. Homosexuality, amen, will put you in hell. Lying and strife and discord and envy and jealousies, all these things will put you in the lake of fire. And I'm going to preach against sin. Amen. It doesn't matter what kind of weapon is going to try to come against me. Amen. We're going to preach God's word. Amen. While we still got breath in our lungs. Amen. And we hope one day, if the Lord tarries, that we can hand a mantle down and be something apart. I'm looking for men with strength right now. I'm looking for men that are ready to fight right now and stand strong and quit being cowered down and moved by the things of this world. I want to see men that are going to gird up their loins, amen, and they're going to be men of valor, men of prayer, amen, that stand upright and look face to face at the enemy. Don't turn their back, amen. And when things form against, they're going to stand together in a unified way where one could set 1,000 and two could set 10,000, amen. We need to hang up the phones. We need to turn off the social media to a bunch of trash and a bunch of stinking ignorance, amen. And we don't even need to let no corrupt communications come forth or proceed out of our mouths, amen. We need to be careful what we're letting go into our spirit. We'll think, well, I'm spiritual. There's some here tonight that ain't spiritual enough to sit under the dogma and the trash and things that affects their spirit, even though they say it doesn't. They come in with a front, a fake thing, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. We know the kingdom. We know the mind of Christ. We know the revelation of the Lord. Many think they have revelation, and I've never seen Christ revealed in their life, in their spirit, in their actions. I've never seen Christ, the spirit of perfection, walking before them or in them or through them. Amen. It ain't some kind of a word knowledge. It ain't some kind of a lip thing. It is an action of love and power and praise. It's an action that stands upright and walks right through the midst of the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. And it isn't moved and it isn't phased. It's valor. It's power. It's unction, anointing, it's virtue, it's glory. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me try something else here just for a moment. Y'all love the Lord tonight? I tell you what, I feel empowered. Amen. How many feel good here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, it's an awesome thing to be walking in the Holy Ghost, amen, and the power of His love, amen. Let's go over to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. Praise the Lord. Over at Burst Prison, the chaplain, and working with the security there and the head of security, they've received some MP3 players from us. They've given them to the men. Men are thankful. They're rejoicing in the Lord. And these little MP3 players are about this big, and they got every message that Brother Pike has had edited and put in into whatever you call it when you put it into where it's MP3 format or into digital, I guess I could say. Several hundred messages, and there's a few hundred of mine in there, the Bible on there, singing from the church, and many, many things, amen. And these men are very thankful, amen. We just purchased today. Wife and I went to town and sent some files. We just purchased another CD player. You know, these things are getting obsolete and they're getting hard to find. But we just purchased another one that was already within the prison and purchased it from another inmate that could be used to give to some of these new converts and brethren that are coming in. The word of God is going forth, brethren. People are being indoctrinated in the strength and the love of God. And saddened to say, I feel like the least of all, but there's a lot of prison ministry that's going in there, and it's compromised doctrine, compromised message, compromised word, watered down. They're allowing the men that have chosen a lifestyle of perversion to orchestrate much of the services and things. And these men need some good, sound doctrine. Amen. And some of them are receiving. They're being filled with it and receiving it. And they're walking therein. Amen. Praise God. And you're partakers with it as you labor in the labor of love to make these things possible. Let's keep on keeping on. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Big message right there. Amen. Amen. If there was ever a time and a day in a society, you know, when you think of these narcissistic men, boy, I tell you, it's that they're just in love with themselves. Man, they look in the mirror and they're proud of themselves. They're proud the way they think. Amen. I was talking with a man today and I said, you know, the sad thing is, brother, is a man could be quick to see another man's problem. He could be quick to see another man, a devil on another man. He could look and analyze that fast. He could look at a man, analyze him up that fast and see that man got a spirit. That man got a devil. That man. But they never can look in the mirror and see what manner of man they are. The Bible said they look in the mirror and they walk away, not knowing what manner of man that they really are. There's your revelation, brethren. When you come to the revelation of Jesus Christ, amen, it's because of one thing and one thing only. It's because, first of all, the man of perdition has been revealed. Amen. And you saw the enemy. Amen. I'm not your enemy. Amen. My wife ain't your enemy. The brotherhood ain't your enemy. Ain't nothing but your enemy is the guy that you look at in the mirror. He's going to put thoughts in your head. He's going to make you dream dreams. He's going to make you think highly of yourself. He's going to make you think you know something when you don't know what you ought to know. Amen. He's going to make you think that your ways are right and they are right in your own eyes, but they leadeth to destruction. Amen. So don't put no confidence in the flesh. That's talking about your flesh. Don't put no confidence in yourself. Amen. Put the confidence in him and him alone. Amen. And then you'll find the glory and the power and salvation. Amen. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections. Boy, have we ever see these things happening. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. You know, it's a medical term. When somebody loses continence, they lose the bowel control. You know, men of old age and women and things, they lose continence, you know, and they say they're incontinent, they have no control. Well, that's the proper word there. They have lost all self-control. The Bible said that a man that can't control his own spirit is like a city with a broken down wall. And brethren, you know, those things are powerful statements. A city with the broken down walls, it means it's open for the adversary. They come in at night. They come in the darkness. The walls are down. There's nothing to fortify that city. Amen. And when you can't control your spirit, when you're incontinent with no self-control, then your walls are down and every unclean devil, every unclean demon is going to move in and attack. And you're going to think you're doing God a service and you ain't nothing but the devil himself. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. You love the Lord today? Hallelujah. This is the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Incontinence, fierce despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Hallelujah. For of this sort are they which creep into house and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Come on, brother, you ever met anybody like that? Boy, they're always learning, but they never know nothing. They're always intaking. You know, they're just taking in and taking in and taking in, and there's no nothing. Always, you know, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Come on, brothers. Now, Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Come on, brethren. This is the word of God. Amen. We rejoice in these things. Amen. Because we know what the word is. But they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men as there also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Amen. Amen? Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me from Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I've endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Come on, church of God. Hallelujah. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen? Amen. Do you hear that? It says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I love the Word of God. I love the gospel of Jesus Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let's give him one more hand. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord is good, man. He's in our midst. He's in our spirit. He's in our hearts. He's in our life. He's in our thoughts. And we meditate on his laws day and night. Amen. We think on the things that are righteous, the things that are virtuous, the things from above, the things that are godly, the things that are pure, the things that are holy. As I counsel these little children out there, I said, you could look at this thing and you could let this thing be in your mind of witnessing a hideous, terrible, violent act. And that'll never change. But the thing is, brethren, we can see it as a testimony of God having his hand upon. We can use it as a testimony to see that the word of God is true and every man be a liar. We are people that are persecuted. We are people that are hated. We are people that the devil is trying to kill and destroy. Brother Pike came to me and he said, Brother Rob, the devil's trying to kill you. And I thought, wow. You know, I mean, the man's words were powerful to me. And he just didn't have idle words. And he saw my spirit kind of like, and he says, man, I hope, brother, that wasn't some revelation to you. That's what he spoke to me. I hope that wasn't a revelation to you. The devil came to kill, he came to steal, and he came to destroy. People are trying to put me to death, brothers and sisters. They're trying to do these things, amen, but I'm going to tell you something. Our God and our Lord is moving in our affairs, and he's moving in the midst, amen. And brethren, God is blessing us in a mighty way. He's blessing this church. The kind of attack this brotherhood right here has been under, thus saith the Lord, you listen to me. God's got some awesome things in store if you'll hang on. If you'll stand strong and not be moved, amen. If you faint and you get weary and you faint, you need to stand together and you need to unify together and in a brotherhood right now, amen. While these things are coming against us, amen, you unify and stand together. Don't be moved, amen. Be careful to the things that you give heed to, the things that you give ear to, amen. Some of you think, you know, you think the evil communications or the backbiting or the tailbearing, you think that you're innocent by listening to it? Amen. You need to hang up some phones, amen, and not give the enemy strength. I've had men come to me, try to blast my pastor, Brother Pike, and I said, Brother, me and you've been friends for a long time, and that's going to end real quick. I said, that's my pastor. He was my pastor, and he's my friend. And I said, there ain't going to be nothing said. And the guy apologized. He said, and I said, if me and you are even going to stay on friendship basis, we don't fellowship, we don't do activities together, we don't eat together, we don't do nothing. But if I see him, I could shake his hand and say, brother, amen. And the only way I could do that is because he isn't going to spew his venom about my shepherd. Amen. Amen. And it just ain't going to be done. Hallelujah. We have a word. We have a God. We have a brotherhood, and we know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, brethren, we got men that come amongst us that need help. They need strength, but this is what we offer. We are strength. We're the hand of the Lord. We're the power of his salvation. We're the anointed of God. Amen. And when the weak come amongst us, we strengthen them. We encamp around them. We guard over them. We watch over them. Amen. So this is what we do. People want to judge us because of maybe a slip up here or a slip up there. Amen. A man gives place to the devil. One might get a spirit on him and give place to the devil and say some crude thing, rude thing, mean thing, or do some hideous act. But we're still a brotherhood, and those men need a physician. They need help. We pick them back up. We clean them up. A righteous man get back up, and we keep getting it. And if you're too good to allow a man to do that, then you're going to be the next one, and you're going to find that somebody's going to have to reach out and help you. Don't get arrogant. Don't get haughty. Don't get overconfident. You know, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. destroy. And you say, I don't give no place to the devil. Be careful. Amen. I don't give place to the devil, but he's pursuing. Amen. And I got to stay on guard. Amen. That's why I'm a soldier. When you're on a battleground and you're a soldier, you got the proper protection. Amen. And we've been protected with the things that God has given us. And the weapons of our warfare ain't carnal, brethren. Amen. We're spiritual, brethren. And we've got these weapons to fight the good fight of faith. We're alert. We got our eyes open. We're on a post of duty. Don't lay down on me. Don't lay down on your post of duty. Take your rightful place. Know who you are. Amen. Quit standing back, looking, and letting somebody else take the weight of this thing. I want to see some men that are girded up and got their loins girt about, and they're taking a post of duty, and this is their land, and this is their place, and they're going to stand and fight. Amen. And they're going to make sure nothing is going to come against us. Amen. As we're unified together. Amen. Brethren, this is your work here. This ain't the strength of this place ain't on me. The strength of this place is on the Spirit of the living God. Amen. And you're part of the body of Christ. This is yours. We take care of it. We labor around here to perfect it and to beautify it, that we can use it to do something for the work of God. Amen. I help people. Over here Saturday, people out there helping me build this thing on the side of my house. You say, I don't see anything for the ministry. Well, how come it's ministry when I'm working on your car? How come it's ministry when I'm helping you out, you reprobate dog? Amen. When I'm helping you or spending money for you or fixing your car, it's okay. But when I'm doing somebody else's, it ain't good enough for you, and I shouldn't be doing those kind of things. Amen. We have a place. If I got a tool in that shop that can't be used for the glory of God, I'm going to give it to somebody that can, and I'm going to get rid of it. You understand what I'm saying? And anything that I've got, everything that I have is His. Amen. And if I can't use it to better somebody or help somebody, I bought a piece of vinyl equipment back in about 04. Amen. I've made churches all over town banners. I've sent them out to Hawaii to meetings being done out there because I use it for the work of the Lord. I'm not doing it for finances. I'm not doing it for money. If I wanted to go into sign business, I could. I got no interest in that. I use it to help the ministry. I use it to help brethren by putting signs on their vehicles and doing things for them to be partakers with them in their labors for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything I do is for the glory of the Lord. If we got something on this property that we can't use for God, then it's going to go. We got a bus out there that was purchased and we were fixing on it, laboring, men working on this thing that we could use it for the Lord. And the thing is the Lord opened up a way and an opportunity. I bought another one and I've got a man supposed to be coming after this thing. Amen. And we're going to get it out of the way for don't reproach what we do. Been watching for somebody that had a vision, somebody that was a minister, somebody that wasn't a lazy, entitled preacher that everybody just take care of me. Amen. And Joel, here I am. I'm a great missionary. I'm a great servant of God. You take care of me. I hate that spirit. Amen. I tell you, I'm a servant. I'm busy. I'm working. I'm washing feet. Drop to my knees to wash and to labor and to wash feet. You said, I've never seen you wash feet. You ain't been around me enough. But sometimes maybe fixing your car is washing your feet. Amen. Sometimes doing some of those things. I make myself available to the kingdom. And you say, well, this is about you. No, it's all everything I said is about him. Because if it wasn't for him, I'd be a selfish dog. I'd be another man looking for fame and popularity and looking for praise and looking to be the top dog. Amen. I'd be sniffing just like the rest of the dogs are sniffing. Amen. If I wasn't born again. But I've been born again. Amen. I've received God's Spirit. I've received His love. I've received His power. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a time that you need to be unified together. We need to be praying. We need to be fasting for this little girl up here. She's one of our soldiers. Amen. She's been out on the battlefield singing for the Lord. Amen. They've been out on the mission field and they're doing things. And this little girl got hurt by a brute beast. Amen. A brute beast come in and hurt her. Amen. And we need to be standing. There shouldn't be a moment of thought of time that you're not lifting up her name and calling her name and asking God for a supernatural expedient recovery. Amen. That's my prayers. And that's why I'm believing, brother. I'm going to continue on. And you need to be calling upon her name. Amen. We're going to be there to help in finances. Sister April and Sister Rebecca just lost their father over the weekend. I told them we were going to help them also. We're going to be leaning on the brotherhood, taking up a love offering to help with those kind of things. Amen. There's another situation with a family in this church that we're going to be helping with several hundred dollars. Amen. We're doing things all the time. You don't even hear the half of it. I just sent this one brother $500. $600-some dollars to get him over here, trying to help a man that was disobedient, that if he would have been obedient unto God, amen, I wouldn't have had to do this. And I reproved him. I said, your lack of obedience and your ignorance cost me $550. I should say it cost you $550. But many times, brother, it might be part of my tithing. It might be part of my offering. Amen. I give. I give all the time. I'm sowing all the time. I don't come to this church and say, hey, you all do this, y'all do that. I'm giving continually. Amen. And giving continually to the work of God. People are finding fault with me because I drive a Cadillac. Let me tell you something. You know why I drive a Cadillac? Because I've given many cars away. I've given more cars away. I couldn't even count the number of cars and pickup trucks that I've given away. And I've given tractor trailers away. I've helped build homes. Before y'all ever met me, when I was out on the ministry field in California, I was building pastors' homes and working and laboring, using my things that I've been sowing for many years. And if I can't reap from the things that I sow, in God's word is a lie. Amen. And when I sow and do those things, He gives me back an increase. So you want to talk about a nice automobile? I'm talking about my God's word is real, it's alive, and it's well. Amen. I'm not seeking after those things. He's adding those things to me because I'm about my Father's business. Amen. And if it couldn't be happening and I couldn't be prospering, then the word of God would be wrong and unreal. But there ain't anything that I wouldn't walk away from tonight. Amen. I'd walk away from this house. I'd walk away, and those things are precious to me. But that thing ain't got no hold on me, brethren. I tell you what, that's your home over there. It ain't even mine. I've got zero equity. Amen. As a businessman, I could say I got thousands of dollars there, but I'm not a businessman. I'm a pastor. Amen. I'm a missionary-minded man, and I'm out to win souls. I don't have anything. When I take my last breath on this earth, brother, I got nothing to leave to anybody except the work of the Lord. Amen. And whoever walks into this place with the mind of God, I'm looking for the mind of Christ, the power of His salvation. I'm looking for unity and strength and leadership abilities in a man that I could hand the reins over one day to. But I can't produce those in him. I'm called to perfect them, but if I don't see the strength and the power and the anointing and the virtue in their life and the sacrifice in their life, they ain't cut out for it. I need to see men when the weapons are formed again, the enemy comes in and they're going to gird up their loins and they're going to be a man that ain't moved and ain't shook, amen. And they're going to be strong and they're going to be able to stand in the face of the enemy at any given time and stand and resist the evil darkness, amen. I'm looking for people that ain't wanting to look like the world, talk like the world, act like the world, and be rubbing elbows with the world. I hate this world. I hate the way they dress. I hate the way they look. I hate the way they smell. I can't stand this world. I can't stand the media. I can't stand the news. I can't stand the things that are going on. These people are slap getting turned over to darkness and reprobate minds. Some of the stupidity that is going on. Politics is just a little glimpse of what you could see happening to the people of this nation. And they keep spending their money to send their kids to these schools to get educated, that they could come out reprobates and full of darkness like the rest of the reprobates that are being produced here. And they're going to be running this land pretty quick, and they're going to run it right into the ground, and they won't be happy until they turn America into a communist nation. And the fat are just trying to suck off the others and taking more. They said that they need to raise the taxes on the wealthy. They said 90% ain't enough. You know, come on. You know, what kind of foolishness is that? What kind of mind is that? They're trying to stop entrepreneurs, men that help people and give jobs to people. That's what they're trying to stop. Amen. And they think that everybody owes them something, entitlement. I'm just talking about the condition of the land that you live in. Amen. I'm not a politician. I could care less about their politics. But I could tell you one thing. I could see the mind that is running and operating this country. There was God-fearing men that found time to pray and to fast and get on their knees before God before they went to battle. There were God-fearing men that got on their knees when they were fabricating the Constitution and the different things of this nation. Yeah, there's been corrupt men all through time, all the way back when the sons of God came to present themselves. The devil was there also. But brethren, there were some men that sought the Lord, and they sought decency and things that were good for family. Amen. Those things have departed our land, and we got a bunch of reprobates. Amen. I tell you, it's when I talk to people and tell them I'm a Christian, I feel like I got to give them a description of what kind of Christian I am.
Yeah.
They call this a Christian nation. This is a God-forsaken nation. This ain't no Christian nation. And I love America. Don't you misunderstand me. But if this is a Christian nation, then why can't we talk about our Lord and our God? And they want to take him off the money. They want to take him out of everything. They want to take him out of the courthouses. They want to take his commandments out and everything because America has forsook God. Amen. And they've departed him and they've left him. Amen. Brethren, guard over your mind. Guard over your children. Guard over your thoughts. Guard over your spirit. Guard over what you're eating on, what you're listening to, and what you're subjecting yourself to. Amen. And let me tell you something. When a devil spits at you and you get anger, man, it just feeds his spirit, boy, and he's going to spit again. When he hits you and it looks like it weakens you and knocks you down, he's going to keep on hitting you. Gird up your loins. Hold your head up high. There ain't no weapon going to prosper against us, brethren. You stand up strong, amen, and be unmovable. Amen. Don't you even flinch in the presence of your enemy. Some of you may have read that prayer. I wrote many. I didn't rise the Holy Ghost intercessing in prayer through me. And I put on there and said, I don't even want to flinch in the presence of my enemy. Amen. And we're going to stand up strong for the glory of the Lord. We're the children of God. Let's stand together and let's give him a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. As I say in this little thing over here on the side of my house and use it for the first car I got to pull over the top of it was Brother Zach's. Pulled it over and got down there and was looking some things over on it. So see, I've already got put it to work and it's not even done yet. Ground's a little lumpy there. Needs a little bit of perfecting and fine-tuning. My son pulled a pickup over last night and change the oil in it, amen. So it's already get to work and it's not even done yet, amen. So the thing is, brethren, these things, as we labor and we do these things, I've purposed to do this because I'm going to help another man on his motorhome, amen. And you say, why are you going to do that? Because that's what I am. I'm a giver. I help. I love people and I reach out to people. And some of you may not understand why certain ones I do, because I'm a soul winner. Amen. And I love people and I'm going to keep on doing. I'm trying to be an example to people, teach them how to give, teach them how to sacrifice, teach them how to give when it hurts. Teach them how to give when you don't have nothing to give. If you only give out of abundance, you're not even blessed. But when you learn to give out of your need, that's when you find the true blessings of God. Amen. When you're tired and weak and don't feel like it, and when you go ahead and do it, that's when you find supernatural strength. Amen. Amen. When you don't feel like keeping on and you keep on keeping on, then you find the strength. When you've done all you can do to stand and the enemy still comes against you, said to continue to stand. Amen. We're not flinching. We're not letting up. Brethren, we're pressing in and we're going. Amen. We're a unified brotherhood. Brethren, and one could set 1,000 and two could set 10,000. Amen. Hallelujah. God fights our battles. Amen. God fights our battles. We go sometimes, as I say, it looks like silent before a slaughter. Amen. And that's okay. Amen.
Amen.
And we do that and God picks up. He takes care of us. Amen. Amen. Y'all love the Lord.
Amen.
I'll tell you, I've just an honor to be with you, to be in your midst and to be in your presence. But brethren, let's realize where we're standing at today in this time, in this moment, in this day, in this hour. What is the purpose? What is your purpose? What is your calling? What are you here for? You know, if you think that you're supposed to be the pastor of this church, that's the only reason you're here, you probably got some real problems ahead of you. Because it's going to take some real fire to get you when you're already thinking that way. It's going to put the fire of the Holy Ghost on you, and it's going to look like you are under such a tribulation of hell. Amen. To get you groomed and perfected to take something as such. But I'm telling you, every one of us have a part. Every child, every boy, every girl has a calling in their life to be a place to fit into. And when they're not satisfied with, well, I don't want this position, I want that position, this, that, they'll never get it. They do what they can in whatever place they find them. You know, if you think you're supposed to be the pitcher and the coach puts you in the right field, you need to be determined to be the best right fielder they ever see, and then they'll move you up. When you come in, instead of wanting to be in the front, you take the back seat and wait until they ask you to bring you forward. That's God's way. God recognizes things. People want recognition. Let me tell you, God recognizes. Amen. And when he sees suffering and he sees sacrifice and he sees love and he sees patience and endurance and he sees kindness and charity and he sees suffering and persecution and tribulation in your life, he said, that's one of mine and that's whom I'm well pleased with. Amen. And you didn't lose your spirit. You had continence. Amen. You didn't have a loss of control. Amen. You controlled your spirit. You controlled your anger. You controlled, as the Lord spoke to me, that there's righteous indignation in me, but it doesn't justify fleshly animosity. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. You just trust and you believe and you just keep on keeping on. Amen. And let him fight your battles. Amen. He's our God. He's our Lord. He never leaves us or forsakes us. Amen. He's a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This family endured such a terrible thing. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, it's a testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's to bring the word of God, yea and amen. Amen. And y'all just watch how this thing transforms into a great, powerful testimony and already has. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Now, I got reports from these men in prison. They've been fasting. They've been praying for this sister. Have you? Amen. And they say, man, we're calling her name out to the Lord. We're expecting, brother, and we're believing. He said, these men heard this testimony about this little young lady saying as a knife's going into her back saying, Father, forgive him. I don't want to see him go to hell. Amen. It moved them men. Amen. That's why God suffers things of such to happen, because it could save a soul. Amen. And save a soul. You could look at this act and call it so hideous, but let me tell you, when an individual is destroying the minds of youth and children and sowing discord and strife, God said the thing he hates more than anything is sowing discord in a brotherhood. Amen. That's the thing God hates the most. We don't even know how to judge what ungodly, unrighteous things are, brethren. We really don't. We need to understand. I'm telling you, there's acts that are so far more grotesque than this act. And I'm not taking this little sister's life of lightness or anything. She's a soldier. She's part of a team. Amen. You say, we're talking pretty big about a little girl. I heard the testimony of a faith. Amen. You can look at a little girl. I say it's the valor of the Lord. Amen. The strength of God. She would have been one of them kind that would said, hey, let me put my finest dress on before you do this. Amen. You say, you see that kind of thing? Well, something come forth. Amen. Something showed forth. Amen. And it was the glory of my Lord. Amen. And the strength of my living God. Hallelujah. My God's alive and well. All right, let's sing a song or two. Amen. Let's worship the Lord just for a moment this evening as we close the service. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's unify. Let's pull together. Amen. I think there's some kind of, Brother Andy, I think you got some kind of work on tomorrow. Okay. I know there's been a lot of activity up at the hospital, and thank you for showing support and kindness and thanks. I know some of you have been bringing food and different things up there. Thank you for pressing in and helping. Some of these people are going to be under financial stress and burdens because of having to leave their job sites and different things. And we're going to step up to the plate and do what we can to help. Amen. Amen. You love the Lord, church. Let's worship the Lord. Let's sing a song or two. Yes, young lady. Hallelujah. Your eyes are hurting? Okay. Let me pray. Most gracious Father, as this little child says that she's dealing with this eye pain and her eyes hurt, I rebuke this right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a liar and you're the father of all lies. I say right now in Jesus Christ's name, there's nothing wrong with this child's eyes. These eyes are healthy. These eyes are healed. There's no pain. It's a vanity and a lie in Jesus Christ's name. Father God, I ask you to let this little girl's faith that had enough to walk forward into a house of God and ask for a healing touch. Father, I thank you that you've heard her and her petition is granted to her. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, the pain that she has for her headaches to go away, and they're gone in Jesus' name. We say that this problem with the eyes is gone, and anything that would cause any complication to this child, we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
In moments like this, I sing out a song.
Thank you, Jesus.
I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like this,
hallelujah.
I lift.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord God.
My hands to the Lord.
Shira masatari matrasa.
Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you.
Worship him, church. He inhabits your praise. If we could praise him, he can meet us. He can fill us. He can anoint us. He can strengthen us. He can heal us. We got to learn to worship. We got to learn to praise. We got to fall in love with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yes. I've been there. I've had some complications. Yeah. Well, sister, I've come up here tonight speaking about profession and Jesus Christ being the high priest of our profession. And you know, we find ourselves sometimes before medical science. We might find ourselves before a medical doctor. They could help. This little sister, lungs being a knife shoved through them, had blood in there and drying up and things. They had to go in and vacuum it out. Thank God for medical science. Yeah, God could have done some, but we praise God that medical science went in there using their tools and their technologies. They already had a tube in there inflating it, so it wasn't real invasive. That they went down and was able to help. See, I believe in those things. But at the same time, we got to believe another doctor named Jesus, the true physician. And I could talk about myself, how many terrible testimonies that they gave me that I could have submitted to. As they told this little girl, it'd be a year of recovery. They told me 5 to 6 months in the hospital, and I'd never walk. But see, I didn't receive that. My profession was there, and I said no. And I professed my Lord and my Savior. It was by his works at Calvary. It was by his word. Amen. And the thing is we got to continue to start exercising faith, contending for the faith, and speaking the word. Amen. And you say, well, Brother Rob, I prayed, and I've received the prayer of faith. But, no, there's no buts to it. It's a vanity. You got to say, you know what? I believe. Yeah. I believe. When Brother George paid for Brother Jim Smith, he was coughing up blood for another week after he prayed for him. He said, you don't need to go back to the doctor. He said, you're healed of cancer. But he could have looked at the blood. He could have looked at that and said, man, it didn't work. It didn't happen. But he said, oh no, to the doctors. He said, if I'm going to be in that graveyard in 3 months, it ain't going to be from cancer because I've been healed of cancer. He said, it'll be something else. That was a profession to a medical doctor. He professed the healing power of God. Amen. And when we profess healing, brethren, it doesn't mean we've already got it. Oh, I feel better. We profess it. Amen. Faith is the substance of these things hoped for. Evidence things not seen. So in other words, I'm professing no pain. And I'm in pain, but I'm professing no pain because that's what faith is. And the substance of my faith by professing it is all of a sudden it's going to come through. Some say, whoa, man, praise God, the pain is gone. I was over here working on this church and I went home and I take showers every day. I'm very seldom in a tub, but I was so stoved up. I got down in a hot tub and I started praying. I said, Lord God, you've called me to preach the gospel, and I got to preach faith to these people. And I said, man, I'm hurting. And man, all of a sudden, wow, this hot water is awesome. Yeah. Whoa, man, praise God for Epsom salt. I'll tell you what, God moved, amen. Yes. I started crying out to the Lord, and then all of a sudden, man, he said, hey, man, we got to cry out to God, and we got to profess his word is yea and amen. Yes. Amen. Come on, brethren, let's anoint this sister with oil. Yes. Okay. Brother Terry's got a mass under his arm. What size is it?
6 centimeters. Last time I measured it.
6 centimeters. About what? About the size of an egg? Yeah. I understand that size. Man, I know what the size of an egg is. Is it a large or a grade A? Oh, praise God. You know, brethren, when the doctors come with a bad report or they tell you this, you have the right to receive it or reject it. Amen. Brother Pike said to Jim, he said, when you go there, he said, don't let them cut on you, brother. He said, you just go there and find out and we'll pray. Amen. And that's what we do, brethren. Amen. So the thing is this sister's bound up with some back problems. What is this other thing you deal with? MS. Amen. When Brother Manny's dad showed up at a place called Little Bethlehem, he went to Brother Pike, started telling him, you know, some of the complications, you know, paranoia, schizophrenic, and started this. And Brother George said, who told you that? Do you believe that? See, but he chose as a man of God not to believe it. He chose not to believe it. And he started speaking life to that young man and started speaking life. The man's a businessman today. He's a licensed electrician today. He gave his life to the gospel, raised his children in a place of God that they could be partakers, doing something for Jesus. He didn't believe the report. Somewhere he did, but the pastor came and said, wait a minute, we don't have to believe this. We don't have to receive this. Amen? You know, somebody says, well, you know, this runs in the family. Well, I'm under a new family now. Amen? Let's pray. Most gracious Father, I thank you for this, my sister. Oh, fathers, many of us here know what back pain is. Oh, fathers, we've seen the reports, had the reports, and had the pain and the suffering. But Father God, we're praying right now in the name of my Lord and Savior. Doctors say a herniated disc, and I speak to that thing right now in the name of my Lord and God. I say, Father God, let that swelling go away. Father God, let this healing begin right now in the name of Jesus. Let her profession, Lord God, is the most important thing, to know that you are her Lord and her God, and that she can profess your word and speak by the authority and the power of your Spirit, Lord God, and call the thing that is as it is not. And Father, we speak right now that this has got to flee from this, my sister, and has got to go and got to depart. Help her, Lord God. Touch her body. Father, and as we pray for her, we pray for her husband. Father, whatever this cyst is, right now I speak by the authority of Christ, by the power of this Holy Ghost, Lord God, that it is not cancerous, that it cannot harm him, Lord God, and not to look at the cyst, but to look at the heavens, and to look at the Word, and look at my God. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you, Father, as I feel your Spirit. Father, show yourself, reveal yourself. Let their testimonies, and let them strengthen one another. Father, remove the schisms in the home. And Father, let them speak godly one to another, loving one another, submitting one to another. Father, let them become equal in one mind and one accord, Lord God. Not one lording over the other, but walking in unity and praise and strength. Strengthen them together, Lord. Unify them. Father, let them be that strong cord coming together in unity and one mind that nothing could touch or lay anything to their charge. We thank you and praise your holy name in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust him. Amen. Move a little bit. Say, man, feels better. Amen. Brother Bo wants to stand in for the Lambert family. Hey, this thing is takes your strength. Being in hospitals takes your strength. Amen. Going back and forth and going and being there, you get weary, you get weak, you get tired. And you know, as he stands in, as we can all stand in. Amen. So it's where some time their families come together from Georgia and different places, unifying together, standing together. I know the church family's been there and blessed them and helped them, and thank you. Thank you for that. Amen. I haven't coordinated back with Brother Jonathan, but somewhere today they were going to move her into a rehab there within the hospital. They were looking at possibly one in High Point, but they didn't think it could offer the services that they could get, their doctors being close by there at Winston-Salem. You know, as they're making these long predictions, I'm trusting, brother, to see some things moving promptly and expediently, and that the doctors are amazed. Amen. Amen. Now, there was some damage to the spinal cord, and damage to the spinal cord brings paralyzation, brings a lot of complications. Amen. They're observing and watching some nerve damage in the shoulder and different things. One of the vertebrae in the neck was chipped from this brutal act. Amen. Many complications there, brethren, but we're not receiving or submitting to. We know that our God is a good God. Amen. And the thing is, and it's going to be a testimony of people standing and praying and believing. Amen. This is what we do. We unify and we stand together. If anybody takes anything that I've testified to the Lord about tonight as being light about this thing, I'm sorry that you need to get born again.
Amen.
Brother, I'm testifying my Lord and my God.
Right.
Amen.
All
many
power.
Are the affliction of the righteous. Amen.
Amen.
Deliver them from all.
Yes.
So, brethren, this is why we're all standing
yes.
and believing together. Let's pray for that family. His aunt was diagnosed with, you say cancer?
Lung cancer.
Your aunt? Okay, he got word about his aunt being diagnosed with lung cancer. Amen. Let's remember her in prayer. Let's continue to pray for the Stafford family and the Gilbert family with the loss of Sister April's dad and Sister Rebecca. Brother Elliot and Rebecca, let's remember them in prayer. Their families come together making some decisions there and different things. But let's remember them in prayer, and we'll make ourselves available to offer some assistance likewise. There. Amen. So many things are taking place, and there's a lot of opportunities, brethren, that are right here in our midst. There's things going on every single day, all the time. Amen. Make yourself available. Make yourself there. Pray for Sister Gail. She got a UTI, and those things could really affect. They can take you. They could kill you. My dad got one, and a box they put him on to take care of that. Killed out good bacteria in him, and then he got a worse thing. About took him out. And many months ago, when he was still at home, I went up to veterans with him. And so be in prayer for Sister Gail. And he said, this is our family, brethren. We're a family of God. So the thing is we stand together, we pray together, we believe together. You brethren there in Washington tonight, you need to be hearing these prayer requests, and you need to take them to heart, and you'd be praying for other people's needs instead of your own.
Amen.
And when you're praying for other people's needs and concern for others, that's when God moves in your affairs. When you get out of the infatuation of just praying and getting your sentence shortened and all these things, and you know God's going to open up the gates for you and you're going to get your reduction of sentence, you know what? You're praying selfishly for your own foolishness and your own self, and it probably isn't going to happen. But you get so busy taking on prayer requests and praying for others, praying for other inmates and stuff, and all of a sudden you got God's attention. And that's when he moves over towards the parole board. That's when he moves over and he could give them to grant pardons to you or give clemency or those kind of things. When you're not seeking it, you're seeking to win souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all pray together. Amen. For the Lambert family, for this aunt. Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I know some of their families even are traveling tonight, Lord God. And Father, as they travel back and forth to Georgia and things, I ask you to keep your hand upon them and keep them safe, Lord God. Father, I thank you that your hand is on our sister Celestial. I thank you, Lord God, that you're showing your mighty work and your mighty power, Lord God, and forming a young warrior, a young lady, Lord God, that could use this thing for your glory to testify your strength and power, that nations and people and families and children are moved by the impact, Lord God. That there'll be an increase added into the kingdom, Lord God. That our suffering isn't in vain, Lord God. That it'll be suffering to bring a great, great hope and great strength to families and to many members, amen, of this kingdom and of this work, Lord God. Oh, Father, let it be an expedient work, Lord God. Give her family the strength, Lord God, while they're there, and the endurance, Lord. Let there be wisdom. Let them watch over their profession, Lord God. Father, we don't receive the word from all the doctors, Lord God. We don't have to have PTSD, Lord God. We don't have to suffer nightmares and bad dreams. We don't have to suffer these things because we're the children of God, and we saw the glory of the Lord, Lord God, and we stand before you rejoicing and praising and magnifying your name. Father, we understand the disciples leaping with great strides of joy, Lord God, as they were going to be beaten for your name's sake. And we are joyful tonight, Lord God. We're not a defeated foe. We're a people with an uplift hands, Lord God, unto thy kingdom, worshiping and praising and magnifying you, that you are our Lord and God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're fighting our battles, Lord God, and moving in our affairs, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you that nothing could come against us and prosper in any way, Father, because we're your elect, we're your children, we're your anointed, we're your servants, we're your body. And I thank you and I love you, Lord God. I worship you. Thank you, Lord. Help us, strengthen us, anoint us, and keep us unified, Lord God. Let this be something to strengthen this work and give us a more zeal to win more into thy kingdom. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Hallelujah. Let's give him one more hand. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As you're all dismissed, but remember to pray and continue to pray. Remember to guard over your profession. Remember to guard over the things that you're listening to and the things that you're hearing. Guard over those things. Don't receive a bad report. Amen. Change it to a positive report. Don't get gloomy and doomy and oh me. Man, when you walk around like, oh, you know, it's just so terrible, so bad. I came in the doors of the church tonight, man, I was looking for strength here. That's what I come in the doors tonight, looking for strength. I was looking for men to say, hey, I see what's going on here. Brother Rob, I got your hand, amen. I'm standing with you, amen. That's what I was looking for when I came to this place tonight. I was looking for somewhere I could draw some strength and some unity.
We hope this message has enlightened and encouraged you. If you would like to receive other messages and teachings from Brother Rob, please feel free to contact us. Our web address is christiantempleonline.org, or you may write us at Christian Temple, P.O. Box 735, High Point, North Carolina 27261. We, the brothers and sisters of Christian Temple, would like to invite you to come worship with us. Our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday nights. We are located at 3842 Mount Gilead Church Road, Sophie, North Carolina, 27350. For directions, go to christiantempleonline.org/map. Thank you again for listening, and may God richly bless you.